Corps Commanders Conference, CCC, has strongly asserted that it is imperative to take decisive and holistic actions at all levels against Indian-backed and sponsored proxies. Following its manifest defeat in direct aggression against Pakistan, after the Pahalgam incident, India is now doubling down to further its nefarious agenda through its proxies of Fitna al-Khawarij and Fitna al-Hindustan, the forum stated. Field Marshal Asim Munir chaired the 271st Corps Commanders Conference, CCC, at the General Headquarters, GHQ, on Thursday, where key security issues and regional threats were discussed, according to the military's media wing. A statement issued by Inter Services Public Relations, ISPR, said the meeting, attended by senior military officials, began with a prayer for the martyrs of recent terrorist attacks by Indian-sponsored proxies. The forum also reviewed Pakistan's recent successes in combating these proxies. Blood of our shuhada will not go waste, and the safety and security of the people of Pakistan remain the topmost priority for the armed forces of Pakistan, the CCC resolved. During the meeting, Field Marshal Asim Munir shared details of Pakistan's successful diplomatic efforts, highlighting recent visits to Iran, Turkey, Azerbaijan, Saudi Arabia, and the UAE, where he accompanied Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif. The forum was also briefed on the COAS's historic visit to the United States, where he engaged with top-tier leadership to provide Pakistan's perspective on bilateral, regional, and extra-regional developments. The conference further focused on the security situation, with particular attention given to recent developments in the Middle East and Iran. It noted the increasing use of force as a preferred policy tool in the region, which necessitates the continuous development of self-reliant military capabilities and national unity. Field Marshal Munir responded to the Indian Army's recent baseless allegations, stating, "Invoking third parties in what is unmistakably a bilateral military confrontation reflects a disingenuous attempt at bloc politics aimed at falsely projecting India's self-assigned role as a net security provider to accrue benefits in a region that is visibly growing disillusioned with Indian hegemonic ambitions and Hindutva-driven extremism." The forum also reviewed Pakistan's military's ongoing adaptation to the evolving threat spectrum and the changing character of modern warfare. In his closing remarks, the COAS expressed full confidence in the operational readiness of the Pakistan Army to address the full spectrum of threats, further commending the leadership of the Pakistan Navy and Air Force for strengthening tri-service synergy.